I'm Eileen Bilinski, senior editor at Living on Earth, and with me now is Mark Seth Linder. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Eileen.
Mark, you watch this moose in northern Maine. Whereabouts exactly?
This was north and east of Moosehead Lake. It's just where the paved road ends and you go into the dirt logging roads. To give you an idea how remote it is, the last town on the pavement has a sign which says, population, not many.
The moose is an enormous animal, but I didn't realize that it gets so bothered by the heat.
The heat is a problem for them. It is for all ungulates, as is the parasite burden. It really takes a lot out of them.
Why don't the moose move to higher ground where it's cooler?
To some extent they do, but they've sort of got a choice between, you know, high ground, at least at this time of the year, and food. There isn't really any pasture for them or much nourishment for them to take. And so they're really getting a lot of nutrient by going to these ponds, which are full of vegetation. And it's a rich environment. But, of course, it's low. And the lower you are, the warmer it gets. And it's hard on them. And we really didn't see as many moose as we expected because it was a bit on the warm side for that time of year.
Mark, what would you say your favorite thing is about moose?
I guess it's a combination of their size and their gentleness. They really are enormous. I mean, they're bigger than a large racehorse. But they didn't ever threaten us or seem to be bothered to any great extent. I would glide up in the canoe, turn the motor off, and drift. And sometimes we drifted quite close. And I think only once one of them sort of looked up and looked at us, and we moved away a bit, because when an animal looks at you like that, that means get away, and we did. But other than that, they kept doing what they were doing. They weren't driven off by our presence. They weren't concerned, and they certainly didn't show any anger towards us. They're quite lovely.
Well, thanks very much, Mark.
Thank you, Eileen.
Mark Seth Linder.